Q100.3, 754. It's Opie and Karina. Time for Can't Beat Karina.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
So ready.
Found you a worthy opponent.
All right.
Trey in Knoxville. Good morning, Trey. What's up, man?
Good morning. Not much. How are you all?
We're good. Are you ready to beat Karina?
Well, I hope so.
No, see, everyone's always confident until we ask them.
Well, I've beaten you plenty of times on my way into work.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, so here's how it works. Five questions from the world of pop culture. We're going to ask you those five. We'll ask Karina to leave the room, and then we'll bring her back in, ask her the same five. We'll compare answers. Are you ready?
Sounds great.
All right. First things first. Kick her out of the room, Trey.
All right, Karina. Get out of here.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I need some coffee.
All right. There she goes. Door is open and the door is closed. All right. Question number one. ABC, following in NBC's footsteps now, bringing live musicals to the small screen. The network just announced that they're going to be airing a live musical adaptation of The Little Mermaid. What is the character's name who plays the evil octopus?
Ursula.
American Idol returns in spring 2020. Auditions for the show are underway now for the upcoming season. Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie will all be returning. Which panelist on an earlier version of the show used the catchphrase, dog?
Randy Jackson.
Mariah Carey got to meet one of her political heroes this weekend. She tweeted, an honor to meet President Clinton and her husband. Well, first of all, Hillary was never president, but Bill Clinton was the what number president of the United States?
42.
The Bachelorette's Hannah Brown says she's keeping her options open after Tyler, who she went on a date with after the show, was spotted with what model?
Gigi Hadid.
And finally, Denise Richards is thanking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans for bringing a health issue to her attention. Apparently, she had an enlarged thyroid that was spotted, and she's now seeking medical treatment. Who was Denise Richards once married to who starred in Two and a Half Men?
Charlie Sheen.
All right. Trey, wow. All right, let's bring Karina back in. Karina, you can come on back in here.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. See, every time you say that, I get real nervous.
Trey did really well.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Question number one. ABC, following in NBC's footsteps and bringing live musicals to the small screen. The network just announced that they'll be airing a live musical adaptation of The Little Mermaid. Ooh. What is the character's name who plays the evil octopus?
Ursula.
Ursula is right. Trey got that one as well.
Okay.
Question two. American Idol returns in spring 2020. Auditions for the show are underway now for the upcoming season. Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie will all be returning. Which panelist on an earlier version of the show used the catchphrase, dog?
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson is right, and Trey got that one as well.
Okay.
Question number three. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
All right, question number three. Mariah Carey got to meet one of her political heroes this weekend. She tweeted, an honor to meet President Clinton and her husband. Of course, we know that Hillary Clinton was never the president. Bill Clinton was. But Bill Clinton was the what number president of the United States?
Oh, my gosh. Ugh. I don't know. 26?
Oh, no, it's not right.
Did he get it right?
It's 42.
Okay.
And Trey got it right.
Oh, no.
Question number four.
I was half right. No, it wasn't.
Question number four. The Bachelorette's half right, my butt. The Bachelorette's Hannah Brown says she's keeping her options open after Tyler, who she went on a date with after the show, was spotted with what model?
Gigi Hadid.
Gigi Hadid is right. Trey got that one as well.
Oh, dear. Is Trey about to beat me?
Denise Richards, final question, is thanking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans for bringing a health issue to her attention. Apparently, she had an enlarged thyroid that was spotted and is now seeking medical treatment. Who was Denise Richards once married to who starred in Two and a Half Men?
Charlie Sheen
is right. However, Trey, you beat Karina!
First time she went down.
On a non-pop culture question, I might add.
No, it's... Well, it's
that
it's,
is a history question. Let's just put that there.
It's got pop culture in it.
That was a history question, not a pop culture question.
Fair.
You still beat me.
Yes.
So
now you get to say that you can't beat me?
No, see, that's not in the rules at all.
I was going to say, I don't even know what we do
with our hands. Like, this has never happened before.
I know. Trey, bask in your glory, man.
Oh, I am.
So we reset your counter to zero, and you'll start over again tomorrow on Can't Beat
Karina. Man, it happened.
Sorry about it.
I don't think he's sorry at all.
I don't either. Man, good for you for knowing history. I didn't know history, but pop culture. Yeah.
Hey, Trey did pretty good on the other stuff, too.
He did.
Yeah, all right.
But
Trey,
he beat me on a history question, which was my least favorite subject in school.
Congratulations, Trey.
You're back.
Here's Luke Bryan on the Q.